David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 311. So we were in school again today, and the new head teacher, we've been in this school many times, it's the school that I used to go to, English Martyrs in Hartlepool, and we met the head teacher, the new head teacher for the first time. We're good friends with the old head teacher. In fact, the old head teacher is coming on one of our singing weekends in a couple of weeks. And it was he, actually, who did the assembly. Do you remember I talked to you about the accordion story, when I had to relieve myself outside at 3 o'clock in the morning? If you haven't heard this story, this brief summary is going to sound rather weird. But you know the story where I had my penis out at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, when I had my accordion on and the accordion billows opened and I was running down the street with it hacking out. There is more context to it, but you'll have to go back and listen to that one. It's called The Gospel Accordion to David Eagle. Ah, yes. If you're a newcomer to these things, you'll get used to the hilarious wordplay. For Dollop regulars, it's all par for the course, but if you're a new Dollop listener, then this is the kind of quality that you can expect. Anyway, so it was the old head teacher of this school that did the assembly about this story. And we talked about that on the Dollop a few weeks ago. Well, this is the new head teacher of the school. We'd never met this head teacher before. Never met him before. You know, a little bit nerve-wracking. We've been going to this other school for years. We've never met this head teacher. He'd come up from a completely different school. We had no affiliation with him whatsoever. And the first thing he says when he comes up to me is, "I'm loving David's Daily Digital Dollop." First thing he said, and he's listened to quite a few of them. He hadn't heard the one about the accordion story, so he wasn't aware that his predecessor had done a school assembly based on one of my anecdotes. But now that he is aware, I may be used once again in a school assembly. So I'm really thinking that we talked about this a few weeks ago, that there is potential for an education package that I could deliver based around David's Daily Digital Dollops. I'll be having a look, I think next year, because I won't be doing the Dollops next year. And I know that a lot of you have sent money to me, and a lot of people have. A few people sent death threats, even. But to be honest, if you're going to send death threats, yes, I do fear my own life. So, I mean, that's kind of effective. But if you're going to blackmail me and say that you'll also kill Sean and Michael, you know, it's not. I mean, you're just doing me a favour there. So, you know, it's not really. A few people have said, you know, we're going to kill the people closest to you. And to be honest, that's not anyone in my family. That's Sean and Michael. They're the people closest to me. Not emotionally, just physically. We're in that bloody van all the time. So if you're referring to Sean and Michael, go ahead. I don't need them anymore because my solo career is going to take off when I do school circuit, the school assembly circuit, doing David's Daily Digital Dollops. But if there are any teachers or headmasters listening other than the ones that we already know are on board, then feel free to get in touch and we'll maybe look at some kind of funding or something like that that we can do. If anyone's got any ideas, then David's Daily Digital Dollop will be touring the school assembly circuit. Excellent. Anyway, I want to talk about this mysterious voice, because no one else has got back in touch with me apart from Fiona. And I just want to quickly touch upon this because no one else has got in touch. And for me, this is like a really mysterious thing. And nobody else really seems to have taken to it or thinks it's anything at all. So let me just very quickly recap. In 2006, I was doing a hospital radio show and I was with a few people, all men. Three men. And it wasn't until I was listening to the recording back, so I was transferring the cassette, I think it was, to the computer, that I noticed a mysterious voice creeping into the audio. It seems to me like a definite statement. It's a woman's voice. And it's kind of saying something. Duh, 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 saying something. And then there's like a sinister laugh. And there weren't any women in the studio. We didn't allow women in the studio. None of us heard it at the time. And it was only when I listened to it back that I realised. And as soon as I heard it, it was really freaky. I was like, what the bloody hell's that? What's that? And the sinister laugh. But the weird thing is, I played it. We did the whole Halloween special. And I played it on the Dollop. And I've asked you to tell me what you think it says. And no one's really got involved in this. Whereas when I ask about what noise various animals make in other languages, we get loads of bloody people. No, this doesn't really take it on. And all I can imagine is that no one's really hearing the voice. And I'm now thinking, am I imagining this? Is it even a voice? So I want you to listen again and have a think about it and tell me, is it saying something? I'm going to play this again.
If you're listening 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Okay, so that's the clip. So obviously that you can hear us. And then this woman's voice. Is it, surely that's a woman's voice. And then a sinister laugh.
If you're listening 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
But the only real comment that we've had from this is from Fiona, who says she can't hear a voice. She can just hear the sound of throat clearing.
If you're listening 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
cunt.
But I'm pretty sure there's a voice there. What do we think? What is the voice? And the reason we were talking about this is because it was a Halloween special, so it was a little bit of a mysterious thing. And also there are theories about these voices being the voices of the dead, potentially. So I thought it was a nice thing to do. Well, not a nice thing, necessarily. But I thought it was a thing to do for Halloween. It was fitting for Halloween. But if everybody else just thinks it's just clearing our throats and they can't actually hear a voice, then I don't know. I mean, okay, so I'm going to play it one more time and then I've got Dad and Irene are around. So I suppose I could ask them and see what they think the voice is saying, or if indeed they can even hear a voice. So here's the clip one more time and I'll go into the kitchen.
If you're listening 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Hello.
Hello.
I need to ask you something. First question is, there's going to be three men's voices, and I want you to tell me, doesn't matter what it's saying at the moment, if it's anything, if you can hear a woman's voice in this clip.
Right.
Here we go.
Listen, 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Could hear, like, laughing. Although it sounds like somebody laughing, perhaps.
You can hear laughing.
Yeah.
But then could you hear, I don't know what it's saying, but before that, she's saying something.
Oh, go do it again.
Here we go.
Listen, 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
I wouldn't let you see what you're talking.
It really? It does sound as though, do it again.
Right, because, to me,
do it again.
It sounds like there's duh, 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 as a voice, like almost like there's five syllables, duh, 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 and then the laugh.
Listen, 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
It sounds like it could be a woman's voice in the background, and then sort of a bit
or it could be a trolley going on the corridor.
But that surely, I'll put one more time, that surely a voice, isn't it? Like it's going duh, 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 duh. And yeah. Then the thing is, because we're talking over it, it's difficult to tell, because we're in the actual thing.
Listen, 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
It's difficult, isn't it?
Maybe clutching at straws.
Yeah.
Do you think?
It does a bit with imagination.
With imagination? Surely that doesn't require any imagination.
Good drink.
What else could it be? What else could it be?
It could be somebody shuffling papers or something.
Yes.
What? That doesn't sound like shuffling papers.
Listen, 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Somebody put washing pots and pans in the
what? Just... Oh, that's a voice. That's a voice, isn't it? To me, maybe it's because I heard it, thought it was a voice, it was quite freaky, and now...
It sounds like it could be something at a distance, just noise in the background.
We need more results on this. I want to know what it is. People, there are hundreds of you listening to this, so come on, get your act together and let me know. Am I delusional here? What is that sound?
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.
Could it be papers shuffling? This doesn't sound like papers shuffling to me. I'm going to give it until... Well, depending on how many results we get. In the next couple of days, though, 2 or 3 days, I'm going to tell you what I thought it was saying. Anyway, we'll hopefully get to the bottom of this mystery, whatever it may be. I don't know what it is, but I'm intrigued to see if you can shed any light. Thank you very much for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Dollop 312.
If you listened 4 hours ago, you'd be well aware of what we're talking about.